Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime, and it is on. And I'm talking about the theater season for Los Actores, who this weekend will wrap up their onstage play of a tribute to Luis Valdez. This show is all about a virtual presentation of monologues, a really special one indeed. Let me go ahead and bring in the director to When Nature Calls, Denise Castañeda, one of the cast members of the stage presentation, as well as Adrian Dominguez. Ladies, welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Yay. Glad to have you all. This is such a special time because, as we all know, we hate being hunkered down and having to isolate. And so finally, we're getting out little by little by little, and it took stages to get to where we're at, but this particular presentation is unique. It's all about presenting monologues in a cohesive fashion. It's called When Nature Calls. So let me open up the floor and let's talk about this show.
Awesome. I first of all, it's written by Josefina Lopez, who is a Chicana writer, and her fame is part of Real Women Have Curves, Confessions of Women from East L.A., to name a few, that usually feature strong female characters in all of her shows.
This one, with all of the monologues, is all about describing how to help Mother Earth and Mother Nature try to figure it out during these days. And you know, it's funny, when it was written in kind of like a futuristic present tense kind of a thing, and now mm-hmm. with the pandemic, it really kind of does hit home.
It slid right into our current situation so easily. We were able to adapt tiny details so that there was no way Josefina Lopez back in 2004, 2005 when this was debuting, the script was debuting. She had no way to know we were going to have this crazy pandemic, and each character is going through her own journey, her own experiences, and those experiences really hit home with what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, certainly does. And so, Adrian, talk a little bit about your character.
I have the honor and privilege of portraying Mo, and Mo, of what I understand, is based on a true character. She had a rough past and decided to change her life around, and she ends up volunteering for the Red Cross during Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. And it talks about her, you know, it's kind of a celebration of her evolution through her own life and her own self and also her spirituality. So it's a really exciting, pretty dramatic monologue I got.
I think so. Well, all of the monologues are really, really cohesive. They're very exciting to listen to. And, of course, on a virtual stage like what we'll be having, this is one for the books. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Denise, you're not only the director of When Nature Calls, but you also have a role in this play.
Yes, I am co-directing with our amazing friend, Joanne Lopez, who introduced, I think, most all of us to Josefina Lopez. And we're doing something really different. It's virtual. We are all in our own homes in regular settings. The play, as it is presented on stage, is very minimalist. It's almost abstract. But we really wanted to bring a truth to it and a realness that I think people are going to find really comforting in this time.
I think so. Talk a little bit about your character.
So my character is Sally, and she is a little different than all the other characters. She's kind of the only character who ends off worse at the end of her story than she is at the beginning. And I have a lot of fun with her. It's challenging, but it's also fun, and I think you're going to enjoy the show. I think the El Paso audience, and we're virtual, so it could really be a global audience for all we know. Mm-hmm. is really going to find a character that resonates with them.
I like the way that the play is constructed in terms of monologues, because that's how the audience member gets to finally get into the psyche and the personality of each one of the the people. I play the Battery Queen, and the Battery Queen is a she's a lady from China who moved. She and her husband had moved to Xinjiang, and somehow or another wound up becoming an environmentalist. Simply, not necessarily by happenstance, but because of the way her life turned and twisted all throughout all this until finally where she's at. And being an environmentalist in China is quite challenging. Let me just put it that way. And playing this role is it's fun. I really like this role.
Mm-hmm. And can I just say that both of you are just doing such a beautiful job. I'm so proud of all the ladies in this show. I'm so excited to share everybody's hard work with the world.
So now let's go ahead and start talking about when this is going to be taking place and how people can access the play When Nature Calls.
It's going to be completely virtual. We're going to be streaming it live on Zoom. The Zoom link is available on the Los Actores Facebook page. So if everyone could go to Facebook and like Los Actores. We are also doing something different as far as fundraising. The show will be offered to everybody free of charge, but we are fundraising through GoFundMe. And for any information on fundraising, where you can see the show, if people want to send an email to whennaturecallsepx@gmail.com, and we can get all that information out to anybody who's interested. And it is also on our Facebook page.
It's also on my Facebook page. I've been sharing the GoFundMe page, and as everyone else in the cast, it's
yes,
a good thing.
Yes, we have.
You know, we live in the time now where you have to actually GoFundMe. You have to crowdfund and crowdsource projects in order to get it done, because nowadays, especially with the pandemic, funds have dried up, especially with the nonprofit organizations and the private organizations who have decided to tie up the purse strings for a little bit until we get out of the pandemic, and then everybody will figure it out in some form or another. So, again, if you're looking to crowdsource and help fund this particular project, When Nature Calls, you can find it on the Los Actores Facebook page. You can come to my Facebook page, and if you know any of the cast members, you'll find them on their Facebook pages. It's a pretty cool thing.
Yes.
So, Adrian, a little bit more about your character. It's a very stark and very telling story about life during those times of Katrina and Rita. I believe you had some lines you wanted to do?
Yes, definitely. I would love to share a little excerpt. I do want to say that the characters that Josefina Lopez writes are so complex but yet so relatable. And I think this is where us as actresses, we love the script, but yet we get frustrated with the script because there's a lot of details that sometimes we're not ready ourselves to confront. And these characters hit home. And I want the audience to really expect some depth in these characters. It's not a lot of, you know, shows that feature all women cast, and all of these women have these lives that we know somebody like that, or we ourselves were somebody like that. I think they're like Rosa Guerrero's concept of the tapestry. Josefina Lopez's world is just all these women that are very unique, but all hold each other together. And I really hope that that message gets spread through the performances to our audience. But yes, I'd like to share a few lines of the monologue of Mo, of When Nature Calls by Josefina Lopez, directed by Joe Lopez and Denise Castañeda. There was a huge bus of volunteers. There was 43 of us. I was the only Latina. I noticed that right away. When we arrived on location, it was a dome. That's when I got intimidated. I stopped to think about how just 3 days ago I was volunteering for the Red Cross, thinking I was going to collect blankets and food, and here I was, on my way into a dome. When the volunteer coordinators saw my volunteer application, they were very impressed by my resume. They said I was perfect for the job. They saw that I was an ex-gang member who worked with gang members in prison, trying to get them to turn their lives around. I thought you needed medical experience to get sent to New Orleans, but they said, we need people like you because there is a criminal element that you understand. There were army tanks parked outside the dome. It really intimidated me. Why all this? But that is when a girl on the bus told me, did you know that this is the Superdome Part 2? Well, what do you mean? Are the same things happening here? Well, she said, it's the biggest shelter and the roughest. Okay. I thought to myself, I must be here for a reason. So, when we got out, I pretended like nothing was wrong. All the other volunteers did not hide the fact that they were scared. Thank you.
Wow.
Woo!
That's just one of the several monologues that you'll run into when you come to the show. And the show is rapidly coming around the corner, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll be doing the presentation on, correct me if I'm wrong, the 13th, right?
Yes, September 13th. That is a Sunday at 4 p.m. live on Zoom. And all the info is on Los Actores on Facebook.
While we have a little bit of time in this segment, you want to give a shout out to the rest of the ladies?
Yeah. Of course, our girls, everyone's working so hard. These monologues can be, you know, tricky. I want to shout out to Amanda. There's, we have
there's,
Martha.
We have Diana Lopez, who is actually, she actually lives in Juarez. So we have our international cast there. Mm-hmm. And our technical director, Brooke Cholka, is actually in Nevada. So we are scattered all over the place, and the only way we're able to do this is because we are virtual.
Wow. This is monumental. I really like the way this is all shaping out. So one more time for old time's sake, when and how do they get a hold of the presentation for that Sunday?
Yes, Sunday, September 13th at 4 p.m. live on Zoom. We will have a Zoom link available on our event page, Los Actores on Facebook, or you can email us at whennaturecallsEPTX@gmail.com.
Excellent. Denise, Adrienne, thank you so much for coming in and talking about such an important show. Hopefully this is really going to be worldwide. We keep sharing everything. I think we'll be fine and dandy.
I hope so. Thank you for having us.
Break a leg, y'all.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Judy. Bye.